Today is Daf.
You know why they built the Dome of the Rock there?
Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Beis. We're on Tzadik Beis. We're up to the Mishnah. Here we go. Ochel, poel, kishus. A poel is allowed to eat kishus. Melons?
Cucumbers.
Afilu bedinar, afilu bedinar. Even if the cucumbers he's going to eat is more than the salary. He can eat so much cucumbers. So many cucumbers. Koseves, you can eat dates. Afilu bedinar.
This is not his salary.
I know.
This is not a salad. This is just a dinner.
I know. But he's allowed to eat. He's only being paid $10 an hour. And he's eating $30 worth of cucumbers, 1 hour job. You can do that. Koseves, fafilu bedinar. Even a dinar. Right? Okay. That's the Tanakhama Shita. Relazim and Chisma Omer. No. Lo yocho poel yoser al sechoro. He can't eat more than a salary. Again, it's not part of the salary, it's extra. But he can't eat more than the salary. V'chachamim atirin. And the Chachamim say it is mutter. What is the Chachamim and the Tanakhama different? Tanakhama said he can eat whatever he wants. Rebbe Lazar Chisma said no, he can't eat more than his salary. And the Chachamim say it's mutter to eat more than his salary. So the Gemara is going to ask, what's the Tanakhama and the Chachamim different? Okay? Ava malamdin es adam shlo yehi ravatan. But we tell a person, don't be stupid. Don't eat more. We teach a person, don't eat. Don't be a pig, a ravaton, and eat so much. Why? They'll never hire you. They can't, the owner can't stop you. I'll never hire you again. So, you want to go down that road? Go down that road. It's not a smart move. But, according to the Ikar Adin, it's a mutter thing to do. Why? So, the Nebuk Yosef says, it says, Kinaf Shecha Tzivecha. You can eat to your heart's content. Can eat to your heart's content. So the guy can just watch you eating away. He really can't stop you. It's not a smart move, but he can't stop you.
Should you also feed your family more than your wages? No.
So we're going to enter the family soon. V'chachamim hainu tanakama. The chachamim are the same exact thing as the tanakama. They both said you can eat whatever you want. So a few answers. Answer number one. Ikibinayu avamalamdin. Is there an idea to teach the worker not to be such a glutton and not to eat so much? Litanakama, Leslie Maladin. According to the Tanakama, there isn't even such a thing like that. It's a known thing that whenever you hire a worker, they can eat whatever they want. That's the consequences, and those are the expenses of hiring a worker. They're going to eat more than they should. True, nothing you can do about it. Lirabanan. It's luhu l'malamdin. According to the Rabbanan, there's this idea to try to curb their appetites a little bit. Answer number one. Answer number two. Ibo yisema ikibunayu d'Ravasi. They're arguing on the point of Ravasi. The Amr Ravasi. Ravasi said, "Afilo scharu el lebsar eshkol echad ochlo." Even if you're hired to pick one thing of grapes, that's the whole job. Do me a favor. Go up to the tree and get that one cluster. I couldn't reach that one cluster. You go get that one cluster. He could eat. What could he eat? The worker.
The whole cluster.
Do you hold like Ravasi? It's a funny shita. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tanakama isle dervasi. Tanakama holds from Ravasi. Right? Vachikamar. Paul ochel kishus shu levada. You could eat the cucumbers. It's the only cucumber there. The ain o. Not only that, vafilu hishav adino. Even if it's worth so much, v'aser Rabbi Lazar lemeimar. Lazar Chisra comes along and says, no. Bein shehei levada, bein tizcharo la ulachaverta. Whether it's the only cucumber there or not, or other cucumbers there, im shava yosal tizcharo lo yochlana. If it's more than what you're getting paid, you can't eat it. V'aser Rabbanon basroi lemeimar. Then the third sheet in the Mishnah, yosal tizcharo mutter, who lechol. You can eat more than your salary. Yeah, true. Im schir yom hu. If you're hired for the day. But avol scharo lekishus levada. If you're hired to pick one cucumber, less lehud ravasi, you can't eat that one cucumber. Ravasi said you can. Tanakhama holds yes. And the Chacham holds no. Now, the
So how do you make any money if he's eating all his...
Don't hire somebody to pick one cucumber, according to the Tanakhama. That's how. Now, v'am Ravasi, Ravasi is another vort, another adin. Afilu lo butzer ela eshkal echad Ochlo. Even if he picked only one cluster, he could eat it. In other words, he's hired for the day. He's hired for the day. Not like the first shita, which is crazy. He's hired for the day. He picks one cucumber. That looks good. I'm going to eat that. Can he do that? In other words, can you eat before you even did any work? You didn't even do anything yet. Right away, you're eating the first one you pick? Can you do that? Rashi said you can. Why? Utsmicha. And I need both cases. I need both cases. Both cases. It's the only cucumber. Second case, it's not the only cucumber. There's more. But it's, you're eating the first one. That's also mutter. Right, but I need you to tell me both of them. If you only had the first case of what? Were you eating the only one? Mishum delo ikkel amesav lekel yoshal balabayis. You're not putting anything into the balabayis's basket. You're not doing anything. He told you to pick one cucumber, and you're going to go ahead and eat it. Rashi says something fascinating. He says, Mishum delo ikkel amesav lekel yoshal balabayis. You see the Rashi? It's right here. Rashi says, the name alay, because he could say, Hav beresha v'hadar achel. Go pick, and then eat it. The yahiv sulo achil. But if I do that, I can't eat. Vatora amra, vatora tiru lechel. Torah said I can eat. So I'm picking one cucumber. If I'm not allowed to eat it, I'm violating the Torah. But it's the only cucumber I asked you to pick. It doesn't make sense. There's no way, you can't win here. This guy can't win. So therefore, he can eat the only cucumber he's picking. He's allowed to eat it. Otherwise, he's being denied eating. Which Torah said you can't do that. You can't deny the work of food. What?
What happens if he's a weekly salary?
So then that doesn't, none of this applies. It's only cucumber. There's a whole field. I got to go through the whole field.
Yeah,
now the question is the second question. What about? Can I eat the first cucumber I pick? I'm hired for the week. So the Baal HaBasa understands. I'm going to be there the whole week. I'm going to be eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the field. No question about it. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, I come down in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. I just had breakfast in the at home. I come down. The first thing I pick, I eat. Can I do that? Why not? Avolhecha de ikel lemesav lekelo shabalabayis. But I'm going to be picking for the balabayis. Ema maybe leisev bereisha v'hadar lechel. First, do some work, then eat. Come down. The first thing you do is have a break. The minute you get to work, you have a coffee break. The funny thing.
That's the
government. Right? The minute they get to work, they show up, right away they have a break.
We have people.
First do some work, then take a break. Says Ravasi. They call like Ravasi. Says Ravasi. No, you can do that. You can come to work and right away take a break.
Right?
I'm not saying they call like Ravasi, you guys.
Yeah.
They're very machmer and she's a Ravasi. Right? The Iashmina Baha, and if you had the only had told you the second case, the Efshel L'Kiyumi L'Basof. All right. So I come to work and the first thing I do is I have a break. L'maisa, I'm going to work the rest of the day. L'maisa, I'm going to do work. Right? I'm going to do work. I'm going to make this basket full of the owner's stuff. Okay, so I came to work and I had a break first. But L'maisa, I'm doing work. But if I'm going to eat the only cucumber I'm asked to pick, maybe you can't. Therefore, Tzricha, therefore I need both. You should just know that the Ramah paskins against Ravasi in both. You can't eat the only one, and you can't come to work and start off with a break. You can't do either of these. Right? We gave svaras why they would be okay. Lamaisa, we don't hold like that.
Menschlich.
What?
Menschlichkeit.
Yeah, Menschlichkeit. It's not the halacha. You can't do that. You can't come to work. The first minute you get there, you have a break. Do some work, and then take a break. That's second answer. Ibai Seim, a third answer. To explain the opinion of Rabbi Yossi of the Tanakama and the Chachamim is Ikibinayu to Rav. They argue on another point, the point of Rav. The Amar of Rav says, Matsasi Megillas Starim, I found a Megillas Starim. What's a Megillas Starim? A hidden Megillah?
A secret scroll.
Why was it secret? It's a secret scroll because back in the day you weren't allowed to write any Torah down. You allow it right down for yourself, to rechazer yourself, not for public knowledge. But one of these Tanoim, he wrote this private scroll, and they found it. And it says in there, it was Be Rav Chia of Rav Chia, V'kasav ba, and it was written in there, Isi ben Yehuda Omer. Isi ben Yehuda said, it says, Kita, what did I say that wrong about the hidden scroll?
No, it's fine.
No?
It's fine.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Rashi says, Megillah Tumura, hidden Megillah, Lefisha Asr Lichtov Halachas, you're not allowed to write anything down. Ukishahaya Shamea Dava Chiddush, Vyarlashachacho, Kosvo, you heard a Chiddush, if you thought you were going to forget about it, you could write it down, Umastiro Minayin, but nobody could see it.
Okay, that actually makes sense historically.
Why?
Because if you think about it, this is at the time of already Rebbe putting everything down that he compiled already. So that anything that was found afterwards is already precedent.
So when
it's private notes.
But it was the private notes of Rav Chiya.
So is the mission that you're reading now. That was originally private notes.
So one second, Mati. When did Rav Chiya live? He was a contemporary of Rebbe, no?
He is Rebbe's student.
Rebbe's student, so okay.
Of Rebbe. Makes no sense.
Yeah, but it was in the house of Rav Chiya. It wasn't necessarily his
student. Uh-huh. So that's what he's saying. It could have been a 200-year-old scroll that Rav Chiya had. From Isi Bar Yehuda, who does some Tana. Yeah. Okay, anyway, it says like this. It says in the Torah, Kisavo Bekerem Reyecha, when you're going to come into your friend's field. This Tana had such an unusual explanation of this Pasuk. This Pasuk means, Bias Kal Adam Akasa Medaber. We call that today open borders. No field is private. Anybody, forget workers. I can go into your field and sit and eat all day. And you can come into mine. Anybody. Right? Rashi says, now let's read one line. For Amar Rav, and Rav said, Lo Shavik Isi Chai L'Chal Beria. You can't have a society if you hold like that. You can't have a society like that. Everything's Hefker. No, Shemitah's for sure Hefker. You can't, every year now is Hefker. Anybody can come to anyone's field and eat whatever they want. If you hold like that, you can't have a society. But Rashi says, which is a controversial Rashi, Tanakama it's laid to Isi. Tanakama holds like Isi. Therefore what? Da ochel pol katani. He holds Tanakama, I'm sorry, Tanakama less laid to Isi. Tanakama doesn't hold like that. Who's the pasuk talking about? Da ochel pol katani. Talking about a worker. Rabbanan Basroi, it's lehu de Isi. The third shita does hold like Isi. Therefore, anybody can eat. Right? That's how you explain the difference.
At any time.
Tanakhama says only workers. Not only that, they can't even eat more than their salary. No, it's all Hefker. Anybody can eat anything, even not a worker. So Rav said, by the way, you should know that if you hold like Isi, you can't have a society. It's a crazy thing.
So when would Gazela ever apply?
It wouldn't.
Ever.
Ever. In land. You still can't steal someone's bank account. But you can steal there, you can go in. No stealing. The apples are all for you. So what am I having apple? What am I killing myself to have an apple orchard? And then my neighbor comes and takes it all. So that's a funny thing. They just can't have a society like that. Anyway, Amar Vashi, Amrisa Shmaitza Kamei Dev Kahana. I told someone Dev Kahana, I said, how can this be such a sheet like this? And he said, Dilma, maybe, but osin b'su udaschem to avduva achlu. Maybe he was talking about guys. It wasn't such a blanket heter. Anybody in the whole world could come whatever they want. Maybe it was only by those that are.
They work for the food.
Yeah. They work. Many workers also. Not that any neighbor could come, any stranger could come. No, only workers. So he said, V'amali told me back. Afilu hachi, even if that's true, nichle l'inish l'agure agure v'niktefe l'pardesa. What does that mean? It would be better, I'd still be better off v'lo nitnu kule alma v'achule. What does that mean? I'd still be better off hiring workers, right? Because apparently, if I hire a worker, so Rashi explains, there's a limit to how many cucumbers can a person eat already? After a while, I get sick of it. How many apples can a guy eat? So when I hire a worker, okay, so I know, we said, you can eat with more than your salary. How much is the guy eating already? After a while, I think Rashi says,
world, he'll be full.
People get sick of eating the same thing every single minute. They get sick of it. They want a little variety. Right? They get sick of that. Like, how much can you eat already from apples? So it's not such a loss for the Balabas. If I'm paying a worker in food, so he'll go here, he'll go there, he'll eat all over the place. And also, society can't exist like that. Something like that.
But if you're working here, why would you have to go somewhere else if you can eat whatever you want here?
Because you can't, I'm sick of eating cucumbers. I want to try some tomatoes. I'm sick of it. Right?
Yeah, but you get whatever you want right here.
So I'm not exactly sure. So what are these workers doing now? These workers that you hired? You said they're working for their food. Only then can they eat unlimited amount. Right? If they're working for their food. So he says back, it's still too much. Because the variety is going to kill the owner. As opposed to a worker to work on the field. So he's eating whatever you give him. So whatever he's working, you're not allowed to eat, because we learned already, right? If a worker's working on oranges, he's not allowed to eat apples. How many oranges can someone eat already before he gets sick of it? Okay, so it's a certain number. As opposed to the other, but if we say that a guy can work for his, he's getting paid in food, then he'll make the owner bankrupt. Okay.
I think so, maybe if he keeps the same guy.
Right.
Because if he keeps the same guy, he gets tired of it.
Keep the same guy as opposed to different guys.
Every single day, nobody loses their appetite because they're all eating new stuff.
Right, right. Okay.
It's like working in an ice cream store. After 3 days, you don't.
I understand. I understand. Okay.
Is there a concept of trespassing in
spiritual? I don't know.
Well, you know, if somebody just wanders into your orchard.
For what?
Trespass.
But even in American law, what's the harm? You're not allowed to do that, but what's the harm? I'm not telling you ruin the guy. I walked into your on your front steps. I didn't do. I'm trespassing. What harm did I cause you?
I don't know.
Right?
It's an invasion of privacy.
Fine. What's the damages?
Everything's in comparison of what damage you can cause.
Exactly. What's the damages?
1 second. So on your front stoop, nothing. But if he goes into your prize grapes.
Correct. And 100%. 100%. 100%. So why would halacha be any different than that? You ruin the guy's stuff, you have to pay. He didn't ruin it, there was no damage.
You see signs in the English countryside, trespassers will be prosecuted.
I understand.
Under what law?
You see that here also.
Oh, okay.
What are they going to prosecute? What damage did you cause? I don't know. They don't want people around.
Right.
So they put up a sign like that, it scares people away. Lamaisa, what damage did you cause? Yeah. Okay. If you cause damage, you cause damage. Okay. Iboy lahu. Poel, a worker, mishalohu ochel, umishal shamayim hu ochel. The right that a poel has to eat while he's working, is that a gift from Shemayim? Or is it built into his salary? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is obvious. Rashi says, matanos kabilos chasadim, kshar matanos aniyim. It's a gift. It's a gift. What's the nafkamina? Lamai nafkamina, what's the difference? This is the nafkamina. The amar tenu leishti ubanai. I don't need it. I can't look at another cucumber. I can't eat it. I couldn't. But I'm entitled. So give it to my wife. Give it to my son. If it's part of my salary, I have the right to say that. If it's a gift from Hashem, I have no right to say that. It's a gift for me, not for them. Not doing any work. That's the Gemara's question. The Torah gave the gift to you. You're the worker, not to your wife. My, what's the halacha? We're going to have like 10 tries to figure out the answer to this question. Hey, number one, Tashma. What did our Mishnah say? Ochel kishus. Ochel pol kishus. A guy's allowed to eat cucumbers. Afilu bedinar, even if it's more than his salary. Kosevet afilu bedinar. Kosevet also if it's a lot of money. Now, i'amar mishalohu ochel, if it's part of his salary. Ogir bedanka v'ochel bezuza. What kind of salary is that? The guy gets $5 an hour, but he's eating $50 worth of... $50 worth, it really means ochel oger bedanka. His salary is a sixth. The ochel bezuza, but he's eating a zuz. He's eating so much, more than the salary. Elamai, Mishal Shemayim ochel. So what do I want to say now? It's a gift, and Hashem said you can eat whatever he wants. So, oger bedanka, ochel bezuza. So what kind of gift is that? The same problem. The salary is so small, and the gift is so tremendous. What's the answer? Rachmana zachilei hacha. In other words, This is what the Torah said. It's not a raya, whether it's a gift or not. It just is what it is. Number two, Toshma. Rabbi Elazar Chisma Omer. Rabbi Elazar Chisma said, this is the second shita, right? Lo kol poel, lo yochol poel, yoser al scharo. You can't eat more than your salary. V'chacham imatirin. And the Chacham said, yes, he can. Right? My lab hakam iflagi. What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? Demar savar, Rabbi Elazar holds, Mishalohu ochel. His right to eat is his own. Therefore, it's tied to your salary. Can't eat more than your salary. It's for you. Can't eat more than your salary. Right? And the Chacham, Marisa, Chacham hold, Mishal Shemayim hu achel. You can eat whatever you want. Why? It's a gift from Shemayim. So you want to eat more than your salary? It's 100% mutter. But isn't it a funny thing over here that the Gemara's question ignores the Tanna Kamma? We leave the Tanna Kamma out. All of a sudden, well, the Chisma, he said, you only eat your salary. What happened to the Tanna Kamma? Right? What did we forget about him? So, the Marsha says, because this question is going like that the Tanna Kamma held like Ravasi. That what? That you can, if it's only one, you can eat it also. So he's not a right to anything. Because that's such a funny shita that you can eat whatever, the only one, you can eat that one. So we don't mention him now. We only mention the other two, which are more grounded shitas, right? So what do you see from here? That it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, lo, the kuliyama mishalohu ochel. Really, you can eat, really your right to eat is mishalo. Meaning, it's part of your salary. So if it's part of my salary, why is it limited? According to Rabbi Elazar, why is it limited? So v'hacha, kenaf shecha, kamifagi. They're arguing in the word kenaf shecha, which means you can eat to your heart's content. What does that mean? Mar savar, Rabbi Elazar holds, kenaf shecha. B'davar shemoser nafsho alav. Something that you, it doesn't mean that you can eat to your heart's content. It means that you will get allowed to eat in relation to the dangerousness of your job. If you're doing dangerous work, climbing up trees, putting yourself in a sakana, you have more to eat. It's more dangerous. It's more nafshecha on the line. Umar savar nafshecha, ma nafshecha imcha samta potter. Just like a guy could not eat, he's potter. Af poel imcha samta potter. So too by a poel, on the balabas. I'm not going to eat. Why am I not going to eat? I don't want to lose my crop. I can do the same thing to you. We said that already. Even though you're not allowed, even though the guy has to work, there's no malchus if I don't let you eat. It's a law that it doesn't have malchus. Now, since that's all true, we can't learn out anything about whether or not you can give it to your wife. That we don't know. We don't know the answer to that question. Raya number three. Tashma. Nazir sha'amar. If a nazir is working in a vineyard, and what does he say? He says, Tanu l'ishti ubanav. I can't eat these grapes because I'm a nazir. But let my wife have them. My salary. Ain't shomenlo. We don't listen to that. V'yamet mishalohu ochel. But if his salary is entitled, am I ain't shomenlo? Why don't we listen to that? Why not? Right? Why not? So the Gemara answers, it's a gzeira by a nazir. What are you doing in a vineyard? What are you working in a vineyard, you're a nazir? Because Hasa Misham Lech Lech Amar Nazira, get away from here, we tell the nazir. Sechar Sechar Lekarma, Lo Tekarev, don't come into the vineyard, go around it. What are you doing in here?
He wants to feed his family.
So he shouldn't be doing that, right?
But his family, for him, is more important than himself.
I understand, but the problem is that the fear that a nazir will make a mistake and put a grape in his mouth is very great. So therefore, he shouldn't be here. And if he is here, we make a kenasin and we don't let him give his wife. So it's not a raya that the a right to eat is mishalo or mishamayim. It's not a raya at all. Next, number four, tashma. Polish amatuna lishdi ubanai. If any worker says, give to my wife and kids, ain't shamalo. We don't listen to him. Viamarta mishalohu ochal, am I ain't shamalo? Why not? So the Gemara says, my poel. What does it mean over here? Poel means a nazir. It means a nazir, same thing. So Gemara says, Vartanya Nazir, Vartanya Pel. We just learned that. You tell me two things, two brides tell me the same Vart, that a Nazir, we say no. So Gemara says, you're right. Midi Gabi Hadadi Tanyan. You're right, they were learned together. Really, it's really one big brisa. So it got separated into two. Number five. Tashma. Tashma. Minayin lepol sha'amar tznula ishtu banai she'ain chomelo. How do you know that if a guy tells us, I want my wife and kids to get the food, we don't listen to that? How do you know? Shenemar velkali chalo titain. Velkali chalo titain. You're not allowed to put it into your basket and bring it home. It's only while you're working on the field. You can't take it home with sandwiches. You can't do that. Vichite mahachi nami nazir. You tell me again, it's talking about a nazir. Another nazir. Ihachi. That's not the reason he can't eat it. The reason is, it's a gzera. Right? So what? So there's a black and white raya that you have no right to feed your wife and kids. What? It's just a gift from Shemayim. It's not part of your salary. So the Gemara answers, no, in a chanami, really it is talking about a nazir. Right? Why do we mention a poel? Because the pasuk talks about a poel. But really, he was a nazir. So it's not a raya. It's a third time mentioning a nazir. Question, raya number six. Tashma. Hasach, it's a poel, looks so to aid him. Somebody hires a worker to cut to aid him. Right? Hareze ochel upater min ha-meiser. You're allowed to eat it, and you're pater from meiser. Why are you pater from meiser? Because it's not a gemar malacha. Right. So way before those stages, Pater and Meiser. Sha'ochel ani ubni, if I make a deal, I'll work on condition my son can eat, me, my son, Oshiochel bni bischari, hu ochel upater. He's allowed to do that, and you're Pater from Meiser. Right? Via Marta Bishalohu ochel. Oh, I'm sorry. Ubno ochel v'chayef. And the son has to take off Trumas and Maisers. Why? Because it's like a mekach. The fact that I made a deal that my son's going to get salary, my part of my salary is going to my son, that's considered a sale, says Rashi. It's considered a mekach. And the halacha is that even if you sell produce, even if it's too early, the sale is mechayev and Maiser. The sale itself makes you chayev and Maiser. Because you've elevated, you made it so chash. I'm telling it to you already.
But he's working on his wage.
What? No, it was a separate deal that my son gets to eat. It's a separate deal, not my wage. I'll work for $10 an hour on condition my son gets to eat. And the owner says, I don't have to agree to that, but I'll agree to it. You, I have to give food. You, I have to. You, and now you don't have to give off meiser even. But your son has to take off meiser before he eats. Why? Because the fact that I allowed him to eat, it's like a sale. Like I sold him the right. That makes it kviya for meiser, and therefore he has to take off meiser before he eats. What do you see from all this? That it doesn't it's not included, right?
Except with the
cotton ochel. If it's his, then am I chayav? Why is the son chayav to take off trumas and meisers? It's part of his salary.
Dependent on the condition.
Yeah. So what do you see? That it's not part of his salary. Right? So we've just proved it. It's from Hashem. And the gift from Hashem doesn't include your son. You made a side deal for your son? Yeah. Fine, he has to take off Meiser. Ravina answered, Mishum demechzi kimekach, because it looks like a sale. That's the reason, right? Therefore what? It looks like a sale. It looks like a sale, therefore what?
That's why he has to take off,
and that's why, if you wouldn't have said anything, we don't know what the halacha would be. Maybe Itaki would be able to eat the son.
Isn't it not a chilas arayim? What? Once you bring it to your children, it's not really a chilas arayim.
Like, that's the answer.
Right.
Since you brought in your son, it's not a lot of chilas arayim, right? It's like a sale.
But who knows what condition I made?
We know the condition. We know. So therefore, it's like a sale, and therefore it's chayiv and trumas and maisers. It's not a raya. What would it be if you didn't say anything? We don't know what it would be. Okay. Number seven. Next, Tashma Hasachar Zapoa Lasos Benet Ravai Shalo. I hire you to work in my Net Ravai, which you can't eat it because you're not in Yerushalayim, so you can't eat it, right? But the guy can't eat it. But if I didn't tell you that it's Deta Ravai, and you thought you're allowed to eat it, you munched on it a little bit, po de umachilon, after redeem it, to retroactively make that it wasn't a problem. It wasn't iser to eat, right?
And what is it if it's orla?
That's a good question. I don't know. This is actually a Mishnah, which we're going to do tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow. This whole thing is a Mishnah. Now, vi amarta mishel shemayim hu ochel, but if it's from Hashem, am I podu machilan? Why do you have to be podit? Isur lo zocha le'rachmana. The Torah is not giving you an iser. The Torah was not zocha you an iser. So why do you have to be podit? It should be mutter anyway. I eat ravai. I don't know what to tell you. So the Gemara answers, hasa mishum demetli kemek achtos. Temek achtos. If I would have known that I have to work over here and I'm not going to be able to eat, why should I work for you? I can go down the block and the guy doesn't have that ravai. I can work over there for the same salary and I will get lunch over there. So why should I work for you? So you tricked me to make achtos. It's like a mekach, it's not really mekachtos. The guy forgot to tell him. It's a mekachtos. Maybe give him a higher salary. Listen, you can't, I'll give you more.
It's an oversight.
It's an oversight. So it's like a mekachtos. And that's why he has to retroactively undo the iser. Now, one second. Aim a seifa. What about the seifa? The seifa says like this. Of course, I forgot to bring the thing. I forgot to bring it. All right, next time. Nisparthu igulav. Let's say an igul is a compact thing of dates, and it got separated. Or nisparthu hachavios, the barrel where the wine was contained, it started to break. Hare elu lo yochelu. And I hire you to come help me with my barrel. Now, that salary doesn't include the right to eat. Why not? Because Rashi says you can only eat by a gemar malacha, and the gemar malacha is done already. It's already been packed. It's now a new problem. It started to break. You hear this, what's going on here?
Well, I don't say it's
going to
go to waste anyway.
What?
It's
going to
go to waste.
So Rashi says, the ain pol ochel b'darish nigma malachto lemaiser v'kidatani le'el. And here, it's already been sealed. It's starting to break now. So it's like post gemar malacha. You don't get to eat for that. It's post, right? V'imloho dion, but if I didn't tell him about that, I didn't tell him that it was already been packed, what does he know? He comes and he sees wine over here. How does he know that it was already sealed wine? He doesn't know. Then, maisu umachilim, he's allowed to eat. Why? Because he has no clue. But if we're telling me that it's a gift from Shemayim, am I Maisu Machilan? Why is he allowed to eat it? The Torah doesn't give him an Isser. Right? Therefore, the Torah does not Zochim an Isser. Therefore, what? It must be that it's Mishalo. And therefore, he's allowed to eat. The Chitema. No, some don't have the Chitema. Hachanami, Mishal Demechli Kimechachtos. Again, same answer. It looks like it's a Mechachtos. Why? Because he thinks that there's no Gemara Malacha here. And really there is. So he thinks he's allowed to eat, and really he's not. So therefore we let him eat. If the date got unpackaged,
unraveled,
then I understand. He doesn't know that it was raveled up before. He doesn't know that.
Doesn't look like he made a sale.
Exactly. If it were already put into a barrel, how does he not know that? He already knows that. That's Tevil now. It was put in a barrel. How does he not know that? By the dates, he doesn't know. He sees a bunch of dates on the floor. He doesn't know they were once packaged and it got unraveled. He doesn't know that. Here, how does he not know that? Amarav Sheshes. No, it fell back into the main cistern. The wine, the barrel was still sitting in the cistern somehow. The barrel broke, all the wine went back in. So when he comes down to your plant, what does he see? He sees wine in the bar. That's exactly where it's supposed to be.
It's not barreled yet.
It's on barrel. He doesn't know it was barreled and the barrel broke inside the bar. He doesn't know that. So, for Tanya. But that's exactly the same sheet, though. That's exactly when the meiser kicks in, once it's in the bar. So anyway, he wouldn't be able to eat. So the answer is no. No, he has a different zman. when you skim the dregs of the wine, that's when it becomes tevel. Till then, it's not tevel. Till then, he could take a snack, and therefore that stage didn't happen yet. Now it did happen. He doesn't know that. Therefore, he's allowed to eat. The Amri Leh Lahavi Yadanin, I didn't know. So finally, the Gemara asks a question that we all want to ask. V'neim Elohu. So why did the Baal HaBayis tell the Poel? Right? Why didn't he tell him? Iboy Elohu Lasuke Adataihu Dilma Mikveh. You should have considered that maybe the barrel broke. And therefore, you should have asked. I forgot to tell you, but you should have asked. Maybe the barrel broke, and therefore you have no right to eat it, because it's already been packaged. And once it's packaged, it's tevel, and you have no right to eat tevel. You should have asked me that. You should have raised that issue. The answer is, you have no reason to raise such an issue. Why? Ba'asra tehu gavra de nagid ihu mikveh. The same guy that puts the wine into the barrel is the same guy that skims it to make it ready for Meiser. Since you hired me, I have to do that. That I have to ask you. Therefore, I'm allowed to eat. Fahash Tani Rav Zvid, Bedir Rav Oshia. Now that Rav Zvid said in Rav Oshia, Yayin Mishieri Labar V'yikve, a different cutoff. He said that when the wine goes into the barrel, into the pit, and you skim it off, Rabbi Akiva Omer, and Rabbi Akiva gave a different zman, Misha Yishla Bechavios. What does Misha Yishla Bechavios mean?
Skimmed in the barrels.
Afilu Tema Shlonis Bachtu Chavosev Labar. You don't even have to give a case where the wine, where the barrel broke in the bar. The Amrulei, the worker could say to the Baal HaBayis, Lohai V'yadayin and Demishli. We didn't know it was skimmed. Right? V'neim Elohu. So why didn't the Poel, the owner, say to the worker, Iboy Elohu Asuke Adaitu Dilma Mishlo? You should have asked. The answer is, Ba'asur Dahu Tesharek Hahu Mishlo. It's in a place where the guy who skims it is the same guy who covers it. And therefore, since you hired me, I didn't think in a million years, I had no reason to ask that there was Meiser, it was already done. That was already sealed. I thought it was totally unsealed. You hired me. No Meiser yet. No Tevel yet. And therefore I'm allowed to eat it.
I don't understand. It can't be the Apollo towel that's already skimmed if the dregs are gone from the
top. So I don't know. I was thinking that also yesterday.
Maybe it should be obvious.
When the barrel broke, it all fell back. I don't know.
You're talking about different types.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't answer that question. They say you still should have known. Right.
But visually.
Okay. Question number 8.
Times. The second time is talking about when he kicks the foam, there is nothing left in the barrel. I mean, it's regular wine. It just pulls off the top level.
Yeah, but before, when you have to take off the dregs.
That's a separate time. It's an earlier time.
Okay, ready?
Depends how many times you skimmed
it, sir. We've got to finish. Question number 8. Tashma. Kosetz Adam al yedei atzmo. A guy can make a deal for himself. Al b'nei b'no b'ito ha-gedolim, for his kids. Ayde avdo v'shivchas agdolim for his shivchas. Ayde ishto for his wife also. They sheishlem das because you all have das. Aval eino kotzit. You cannot make a deal. Lo ayde b'no b'dim aktanim. Lo ayde avdo v'shivchas aktanim. Lo ayde behemto. You can't make a deal for your animal either. And they sheein behem das. They have no das. Kasol kadaitach. What do we think that means? B'mal lehem mezonos. In terms of giving them some food. I amet b'shal mishal shemayim uochel. I understand if you tell me that it's a gift from Shemayim, Bishom Ochel and Ochotzeitz. That's why you can't make a deal. But if you can make a deal, why can't you make a deal for Katana? Why not? Because they don't have das. What kind of answer is that? Oh, my 2-year-old kid, let him have some wine, or some whatever, some oranges, whatever it is. Why not? Hachomayeskidon, Bishain Mal and Mizonos. Now we're talking about a situation where you have no chiyuv to support your kids. Your kids are richer than you. Or the avodim don't have to work. All these kinds of cases. Ihachi gedolim nami. The same thing with the gedolim. If you don't support them, then they're not under your jurisdiction. No, gedolim yodi v'kamachli. The gedolim know about it and they're machal themselves. And they'll say, you know what? Let them feed me or let them not feed me. Vatana Rabboshia said, Kot it's adam al yedei atzmo v'al yedei ishto avol al yedei behemto. Either one, My love, idiv idiv malam mazonos. Must be, they're both talking about you can feed them. Yeah, you have a chiyuv to feed them. Here's what they're arguing about. The Mar Savar, the Brisa said, Mishalohu Ochel. That Mishalohu Ochel, that he eats from himself. Umar Savar, and the Mishnah held, our Mishnah held, Mishal Shemayim Hu Ochel. Right? So the Gemara says, Lo. The Kuli Alma, Mishalohu Ochel. Everybody holds Mishalohu Ochel. For Lo Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Kan, Bishayin Malam Mazonos. Ubrisa, the Malam Mazonos. One case is where there's yes mizonos, and one case is where there's no mizonos. That explains the discrepancy. We're not done with this. We're going to stop here, b'mayo kibta. We're not done with this. This goes on way down until tomorrow, till the Mishnah actually. But we'll stop here, and we'll pick up the last. We rush the last 2 minutes. We'll go back to the last 2 minutes tomorrow, and we'll finish up that sugya. All right? Everybody have a very, very good day.